five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up. Enjoy. Everybody, welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. I am Gary. Steve, how are you tonight?
Hey, Gary.
I'm doing great. We have a special guest tonight. We have a special guest tonight. Those who are in the Tampa area or in Florida in general or have been to Florida may have heard of Jackson's Bistro. I'm down in downtown there. A very beautiful venue with a great view. The only thing I would say better than the view you get at Jackson's, well, two things, the food and the whiskey. And we are lucky enough to have James Hamilton, Chief Operating Officer from Jackson's Bistro, with us tonight to discuss not only Jackson's, but also our favorite brown liquor in the world, whiskey, and some of the events they have coming up with whiskey and some of their picks or single barrel picks they have coming out. So, James, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Oh, hey. Never a bad time to talk about great bourbon. This is perfect. I appreciate it. You know, just a tad bit of background so it doesn't get boring, but I was running, you know, most recently a fine dining concept that's all over the country. Mm. And traveling a lot, and obviously pretty big beverage program. And when it comes to fine dining, bourbons have taken off. Mm-hmm. Your Scotch selection has gotten smaller. Your bourbon and tequila has gotten larger.
Yeah.
And especially the bourbons, right? So it was a lot of fun. I started consulting for Jackson's. The owners are doing a lot of expanding. They're putting $5 million into the renovation out there on the outside and on the inside. But the big thing that they wanted me to help them with, and I decided to stay on full time with them, and no more traveling, which is outstanding.
Nice.
But they want to put the days of having the nightclub in the rearview mirror and be a place to come and have a great date with some great products and great food. So bringing some of my experience in purchasing and dealing with a lot of these distributors, we're really trying to up the quality without having to raise a bunch of pricing, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, you know, whiskeys, you have to charge what you have to charge.
Right.
From a food perspective, if you know how to work with the people, you can get much better quality and pass on the value to the guest. And that's the biggest thing we're trying to do. But with that is the first thing I dove into were the bourbons. It's one of the hottest things out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like in the food world, if you're in a fine dining or you're in seafood, you can't have a bad crab cake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna call yourself a whiskey house, you can't have a bad old fashioned,
right?
Because that's what's gonna get people to drink the other ones, right? So you kind of have those staples that you have to do. So we dove in, and I will tell you, what was it? Just before, well, it's 2018. It was a New York based fine dining steakhouse, hired a Texan to take over. and we wanted to do their very first single barrel. Now they started that company in 1927 in New York and went coast to coast. And so we're trying to find these single barrels. We did the Kentucky program. We went everywhere. We tried them all. And Garrison Brothers, I continued to try it and it stood out. My directors were saying, this is the one we got to go with. And I said, absolutely not. I said, a group of New Yorkers hired a Texan and I'm not going to shove Texans down their throat as much as I would love to on a personal level. All right.
Right.
I mean, I would love to. I was like, we have to find the right bourbon. And when I mean the right single barrel, and we talk about old fashions, we all have our different tastes. Some people drink old fashions because they don't want the strong taste. If I drink an old fashioned, I want to taste the bourbon I'm drinking.
Right.
It's got to come through, right?
I agree.
So we went on and round, tried everything. And I just went back to the fact that when I drink an old fashioned with the Garrison Brothers small batch, I tasted the bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was having a really good drink and I kept my testosterone inside because I could taste the alcohol. And I was like, you know what, the heck with it. We're gonna roll with it. and we're going to put this in there. It's going to be our signature old fashioned. And then we're going to have an upgraded one where you can go to the single barrel. Mm-hmm. And we were off to the races. It became our number one selling cocktail.
Nice.
And I got to know the guys. We were their first really big single barrel program. And because of the notoriety of the concept, they were able to use us to get into more houses.
Yeah.
Right. And as we developed that relationship, it just took off. And they have an amazing story. And I think that's the best thing that you can talk about is it is so freaking hot in Texas, which everybody knows. They put all their money into getting this thing started. But the heat, when it gets to that index of over 130 degrees in some of these barns where they're aging these barrels, the heat was so intense that it blew up the barrels and they lost their entire first batch.
Wow.
So they had to find someone to take new American white oak and make the stays thicker, put on a good solid char so that as that booze was pushing outward into that from the heat, it would not explode. Mm. But then what comes from it is a 4 or 5 year bourbon tastes like a 10 or 15 year bourbon because it's getting into that wood,
right,
which is really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
The other fascinating piece of it, now to each their own, my brother-in-law, he'll only drink things out of Kentucky. That's it.
Mm.
He doesn't want a complex bourbon. He wants that certain profile.
Taste. Yeah.
Yeah. We all have different tastes. That's
right.
The beauty
of
like wine, right?
Yeah.
But when that's pushing into that wood, all of a sudden you get so many different characteristics with it. And that's what makes it very, very cool. What also makes it cool is that I can enjoy it with almost anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I can enjoy it with dessert. I can enjoy it with a steak. I can pour it over my pancakes, right? I mean, it's amazing.
My kind of breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So we just took off and we went running with it. And you know, right now they are the number one selling American whiskey over $75 in the retail world.
That's a heck of a feat. That's a big market too.
And they got the bad, I wouldn't say a bad reputation, but what hurt them is how expensive they are.
Yeah.
Right? People aren't going to go spend $75 on a small batch.
Right.
Or $80. And they really became expensive by mistake. They were going to be slightly more expensive because in that Texas heat, the angels get a good pour out of that barrel.
I was going to say, there's a lot of evaporation in that Texas heat.
That's exactly right.
So, especially how thick the barrels are. That's really interesting how they found the cooperage that will build them the new thickened barrels. I never heard of that story before. It's fascinating.
Yeah, well, it was either that or they weren't going to be in the business, I guess, right? Or they would have to bury it underground, which would make them just like the majority of the bourbons out there. If you can't take the between the water and the elements that you age it in is what's going to make it different. Which by the way, is the reason why I don't care if you give me Buffalo Trace, Blanton's or whatever. They got two mash bills, right? So they're all going to be very, very similar.
Yep.
I love drinking things from different areas, but, but anyway, what I was going to get, you had that angel share, but the biggest turning point was an accident, which is the cool part. Is they mistakenly sent Donis, the master distiller, they mistakenly sent him white corn out of Texas rather than the normal corn. White corn is very expensive. So naturally, when he got all that white corn in, he called back and said, you need to come pick this up and give me what I ordered. They said, it's too expensive for us to bring it back. We'll charge you the regular price.
Keep it.
Wow.
You can just have it. So he used that white corn, and when he tasted what it made, he said, I'm not turning back. He goes, we're going to spend the extra money, and we're going to charge what we need to charge. And he is not going backwards. When he figured out that I can make something that tastes that great, why would I want to do anything else? Let's charge, let's get out there and work. And in some cases, find someone like me that becomes passionate about it, puts it in their business, and gets people to start drinking it.
Right.
And that's kind of where we took off with that, and that bourbon really changed a lot of the stuff that we were doing. But now when we bring it into Jackson's and still having that relationship where I can get over there and do a single barrel, you know, over the course of that time, I became friends with the Garrisons. I've already had one bourbon dinner at Jackson's. I don't know. Did you see the waterfront room? Did you know that there was an upstairs room, Gary? that we do private events in.
I know you do. There's a private event room. I've never been there though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's upstairs and to the closer to the.
You have a balcony outside. Like a yes. Walkway outside.
There's a balcony out there. Yep. It used to be what housed the people mover that took you over the top of the channel, and it's turned in. Now it's an all glass room. The Jacksons folks had never done a pairing dinner in that room, and we sold out a 72 person event and did a 5-course meal with Garrison Brothers, and Charlie Garrison came and did it,
nice.
And he's coming back again.
Yeah,
and so it was a lot of fun. But I tell you, the most fun. But as I became friends with them on my 50th birthday. They invited me out to the distillery, and I got to be a bourbon cup judge. I know they can't see it. I got it over here. I got to be a bourbon cup judge with Jim Murray.
Okay.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
First of all, he's odd. He's an odd dude. Okay. Besides the fact he was hitting on my wife right in front of me. All right. Well, that was very strange.
Okay,
but he told us that I'm not allowed to be a judge if I don't do exactly what he says. So he talked to me about how you nose a bourbon. And if I'm going to talk about nosing it, I'm going to pour and drink as I do it. Because
yes, model. You got a model.
Is that that small batch?
This is actually Honeydew.
Honeydew, okay.
By Garrison. And that is Nancy Garrison's favorite. That was the one that she always wanted done, and they did it. But he said, the first thing that he told me was you can't breathe in through your nose with whiskey because it's too powerful and it'll burn your membranes.
Yeah, your mouth.
So you had to stick one nostril over it and breathe in through your mouth. So that was a game changer for me, right?
Yeah.
I started picking up all those other little pieces. So he said, take one sniff. Well, first of all, he said, take one drink. The first drink is not the jug.
Really? Right.
The first drink.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Your palate ready.
I always heard, you got to keep your mouth open when you don't want to close your mouth as you're trying to nose the dram. Yeah.
Right. So what his deal was, you breathe in through your mouth.
Right.
So you take that first drink and get your palate ready.
Your senses.
And then you nose it, and you get it. Then you nose it that second time. After you nose it the second time, you take your drink. And then he said, you chew it like a bullfrog eats a fly. Right. And I'll be damned if he didn't.
Must be a Texas term.
You know what? Jim Murray's not from Texas, and I never heard that. But he was chewing on it and made the weird face and everything else. And the other part was you're not allowed to swallow it.
Hmm.
And you're not allowed to take a drink of water in between judging.
Yeah.
So that was all interesting.
Yeah.
So we went through that and had a blast. It what was amazing is after doing that cup, and there was a lot of things from Kentucky, Tennessee, obviously Texas, New York. And that is when I figured out, I already knew that Garrison Brothers was my favorite, but then I really fell in love with Widow Jane from that experience.
Nice.
And the Widow Jane was just so cool. It was almost like, for me, Donna says when he's making his bourbons at Garrison Brothers, his fondest memories of a kid is when his grandmother would make him pancakes and the maple syrup and everything else to have her house. And he likes to try to be reminded of that with all of his bourbons.
Right.
And so when I drank that one, my uncle who passed away that I was very close with, I was actually named after. He always had fresh tobacco that he was chewing on. Before they put all the junk into it that made it really, really bad for you.
Right.
But when I drank that, I felt like that my uncle's tobacco was in front of me again. So it was like a cool memory being brought back.
Nostalgia, yeah.
Yeah, but it's different. And the same thing with New York. They use everything from New York.
Yeah.
It's made in Brooklyn. They got the great water.
Right.
They got the variation in temperature. So they get the best of the heat. They get the cold. So they have some really cool climates going on over there to be able to age it. So it has a lot of characteristics that I enjoy. But now we have all those in Jackson's,
right?
And September being bourbon month, doing Widow Jane, we're going to do a 5-course meal and we're going to make it like New York. I mean, we're going to have all their flavors. They got a new one, Baby Jane. I don't know if you heard about it. So they brought me a little cask. I'm not a, what do you call it? Flask.
Flask.
They basically brought me a flask of it to try it out. But it's going to be released right about the time I'm doing this dinner. So we'll be able to have some, for that dinner, but we're going to be playing music from New York, everything from Sinatra to Billy Joel, and listening to that.
The New York Clams food.
Casino. Yeah. We're going to bring in cheesecake from Junior's. We're going to bring in Peter Luger steak sauce and do a Delmonico steak. So kind of go all around the gamut like a night in New York drinking New York whiskey. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And that fits into with Tampa so much because there's so many New Yorkers in the area. You know, whether it be they're vacationing, their second home, they moved here. So that would be perfect. And that's just for everybody listening. That will be the 12th of September for the Wild Jane Bourbon Dinner.
Nice job, Gary. All right.
Yeah.
You have the website up.
I obviously did my research.
I do recognize this. I think I have been there or at least passed by there.
Yeah.
I'm doing the river walk. But
right there.
Well, and doing those type of events, you know, that Jackson's wasn't doing 5-course meals. They weren't doing upscale fine dining. And we want to be able to have that experience. I mean, we have the best view in the city.
Yep.
You can't ask for a better location. If we can combine that with some elevated product and an elevated experience and do all this. I mean, for the love of God, the owners are putting $5 million into renovating it.
Right.
They couldn't let it just the way it was because of the view.
Yeah. And Tampa's just so vibrant too. Just so many people moving to the area. It's just always busy downtown. I mean, the foot traffic alone, you know, in that area is just ridiculous. Like Steve said, the Riverwalk's, you know, right there. So it's just ridiculous in terms of, you know, just the amount of eyes you have on that location. I had a quick question. That's the September 12th, the Widow Jane. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Widow Jane, my mistake. And then you're also going kind of to Kentucky with Angels Envy on the 19th here, mixology event. So we actually had a great conversation, what was it, last year with Wes Henderson. Of Angels Envy. I know Suns are running it now, but great interview. So how did you get into Angels Envy, and how did that come about, picking that for the September 19th?
You know what? So I got hooked on bourbon with a rye, as weird as that sounds. Someone told me I needed to try Angels Envy rye.
Yep.
Right? So I went to a place. This was so funny. I mean, this is the kind of bartender you want to hire.
Yeah.
I ordered it. And at that point, everything that I did with bourbon or whiskey, I would put it on the rocks and do a splash of water.
Mm.
So I asked for an Angel's Envy rye on the rocks with a splash of water. Mm. That guy brought me a neat pour.
Yep.
He put a thing of ice and a thing of water and said, if I wanted to ruin that drink, to do it myself.
Well said.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well said. That's great.
And I looked at him. I was like, my man. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. I will try it. I will try it just the way you poured it. And I drank that and absolutely fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And that putting it in that rum cask just did something. It was very, very cool.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the Angel's Envy bourbon. But, you know, really, more importantly, I haven't seen her in so long because she had a baby, Jenna. She calls herself the whiskey guardian but she represents Angel's Envy. She does a fantastic job. She works very hard. Before there was any expectation of me being able to do anything, she was in there part of the solution of what we're doing with Jackson's. So I did a single barrel with them. I did a single barrel of Angel's Envy, and what I loved about it is that I did it at 100 proof. So it has a bigger punch that I like. And I try to do that with my single barrel so that we can taste it through whatever cocktail that we're using. And she said it would be really cool to do a mixology event where you can, two people can come. She is going to have everything that you need to shake, mix, recipes, and all of that. I have a branded Jackson's cutting board and some other things like that. We're going to have the food come out. You make the drinks, you have it. She's going to teach you how to make them. But most importantly, you get to take all that stuff that you use to make it home with you to make it later. Nice. So,
very cool.
I've never done anything like it.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about the owners of Jackson's. I mean, you got to get out there and try stuff. You can't be so reserved.
Freedom.
I mean, recently, I don't know if you looked at our old events, we were the first restaurant in the city to fly in a 350-pound bluefin tuna, and we did a five-course event live, cutting straight from the fish and doing a sushi event.
That's cool.
And I told him nobody in town's done it.
No.
I was like, why not be the first if we're going to have sushi in our name? And they're like, do it. And we did it. And so this is kind of similar. Never done a mixology event like this before. It's going to be very interactive. And we're going to see how the people respond to it. So just thought we'd give it a whirl and see what happens.
And to piggyback on your statement earlier, well, it sounds like a great idea, number one. But Steve, that was like his experience too. I think I introduced him to Angels Envy Rye. You'll never have anything like this. You never had anything like this before. You'll never have anything like this ever again. And it's a one-off, right? And I remember we were talking to Wes about when they were constructing and coming up with the idea. He's like, yeah, we thought we went way off and, you know, too far, right, with it, with the, with how particular that taste is, right? And but look at how great a success it is. And Steve had it, and he was like, oh, this is one of my favorites. So
I do.
I just picked up another bottle today, actually, before I came home here. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's one of our favorites.
Staple in my bar. That's for sure.
It's a great bar.
I do like it. Matter of fact, I like all the ingredients in an angel. I mean, not an Angel's Envy, in a old fashioned, except for the simple syrup. I just don't think bourbon needs more sugar. Right. But muddling a cherry, squeezing a little bit of orange in there, and doing the bitters, and just using the Angel's Envy is outstanding for me. Yeah. It's my own personal thing. I would never put it on a menu. You know what I mean? But
so many ways to make one.
Yeah.
I just don't like all the sweetness in there. So, I love Angel's Envy, and the person who was working earned the right to try to do an event and have an opportunity to shine. So I just wanted to give her that.
Yeah. Very cool. That sounds like a great idea. So
So the Garrison Brothers, it looks like you have a single barrel from Garrison Brothers.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm familiar with like the Balmoré and the Guadalupe. What is it closest to?
I would say it's closest to the Balmoré.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We actually did two this time. It was amazing. So I took our general manager there who had never been able to do it with Donis and Dan Garrison, and he got to drill and go choose the barrels, drill in.
Oh, nice.
And get the selection.
That's awesome.
We found two that we really loved, but the one in particular, which is actually, I know your guests can't see it, but you can see it has a black label, but it's silver.
Yes. Top. Yep.
All right. So one of them, I'm drinking it, and I looked at Dan and I said, how would I ever add anything to this bourbon? And he looked at it and he goes, I wouldn't put a damn thing in this thing. But he goes, all I do is drink it. And so I looked at Donis and I said, can we do two barrels? Can I choose this barrel and cut it down to 94 for a single barrel and then do one that's uncut? So this sucker, I wish.
No kidding.
Here's the deal, Gary. This is the only thing I'm disappointed that this thing's virtually, right? And now you're going to be surprised by it because I pour this for people.
Yeah.
And they drink it. They're like, oh, my God, it's amazing. And then I said, then I tell them it's 132 proof.
Nice.
And they think they can't believe it.
I love the high proof. I love it.
It tastes like if you could put 132 proof into a Twix bar, that's what it tastes like.
Nice.
Right? It is so cool. You'll get to try it later. But I did a whiskey tasting for a financial group. And they had four whiskeys. They wanted me to help them do the tasting and show everybody how to drink it and judge it. One of them, they had the Middleton Very Rare, which was kind of cool, right?
Yeah, the 2022 release. I have. Yeah, it's a great bottle.
They had a George. They had the Stag single barrel. Mm-hmm. We had a Taylor single barrel and had Blanton's Gold.
Nice.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I got them to buy a bottle of my uncut. To make a fifth one to taste. And I put them in order of the proof so we could just kind of go upwards. They're enjoying them. I had a line of people at the end of that wanting to buy a bottle of my uncut over everything else that they had. And that was such a great moment. Yeah. I mean, I text Dan and Charlie right then. And I was like, you guys aren't going to believe what just happened. So, it truly is that good. And you'll get to try it.
Yeah, definitely.
And we have a packaging license.
That's what I was going to ask.
We have a packaging license now, so we can sell stuff by the bottle.
Nice.
I'm actually in the works of making a virtual fine liquor and wine store that'll be online.
Nice.
That we can go through like Instacart and stuff like that. And meet
those are
guys.
Big. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense. I want to build an actual store right there in that same complex where we have a humidor where you can go in there and grab.
See if you can trip to Michigan.
There you go.
Or I have to come down to Tampa in your store to get one.
Right? Well, you know what, man? If you don't want to have to fight the cold, I mean.
Direct flight, Steve. Come on. Tampa, Detroit to Tampa, 2 hours.
I'll be down there.
That's true. There are direct flights in Detroit. That's a fact. So that's the deal with the single barrel. So we got one that was, when I asked Donis about it, he goes, I will always sell you two barrels. And I was like, great, I'll take two. So we bought the uncut and then with the one that we said we would never mess with. And then the single barrel is still outstanding. Mm-hmm. But really, this uncut, the only thing that's sad about it is that I know one day we'll pour the last drop.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's, until the next barrel comes along.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's true.
It'd be 135 proof. You know?
Yeah. Up your ante.
It's like, you know, Twix melted with Snickers, right?
Oh, boy. That's a lot of sugar. Yeah. I love it. What's your next, what's on the horizon then for your next single barrel possibly? Anything in the works?
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, in the tequila world, we're doing
one. Okay.
Right. We actually did, you know what? I'll make sure when you ask for Paul there, I'll make sure he has this list. I'm going to have him bring you out the Cortisone tequila. We did a single barrel. It was finished and it aged in a Blanton's barrel.
Yep.
Right. So I will make sure you get a little sample of that one.
We're gonna
play around with some tequilas. I've actually just worked out a deal to have our own sake.
Nice.
We're working on the label for that.
Nice.
And you know the big thing about these is we do tastings that I know that can make items on our menu better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And finding things that are versatile that we can do throughout that. The one thing that has changed in our industry. And it's not just because of inflation and things that are going on now where when you spend your money, you want to get exactly what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
But the standard expectation for people when they go out these days, the bar is so much higher than it's ever been.
Mm.
Right. Used to be is just they would be happy if you were exceeding expectations just by making good recommendations.
Right.
Man, if you don't do that right out of the gate, you're already horrible.
Right. Yeah.
But people are looking to be blown away. Right. And there's a lot of people out there that try way too hard and do way too much when the answer is usually so much simpler.
Yep.
And that's what I'm talking about. We can go pick a great single barrel and we can have some paired items that are amazing. I can give you some stuff that has almost no prep time and put it side by side and you're going to be blown away. The answer sometimes is that simple.
Mm.
But we need to look in those directions to be current.
Hmm.
And to give people an experience. And then sometimes a story like we were talking about,
right?
The story about Garrison Brothers is that it's so hot that their barrels exploded, right? And that's where they get all their flavor.
Yeah, very unique taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could definitely second that. Every time I've had a Garrison Brothers, I'm like, yeah, this is Garrison Brothers. You know, it has that distinct.
Oh, there's no denying it. That's right.
Yeah.
That was the one. That's what was.
I did pass on a Still Austin bottle today at the store too. So
they're not.
But it's
not bad. It's not my favorite, right? I can say that because I don't carry it at the restaurant. I'm not going to sit there and say anything bad of what I carry at the restaurant.
Mm.
I do not carry the Still Austin brand, but it's not a bad whiskey.
Mm.
If I have to put it over a cube, it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's kind of my
Exactly.
That's what I do. Go ahead.
No, I was going to change. I was going to do a 180. So keep going.
Let's do it. Do a 180.
No, I was just going to say you have a very busy September coming up. Very busy September at the restaurant. So this is kind of a following up on all the different weekends. Actually, they're not weekends. They're Thursday nights. So we have the 12th.
Let's
recap
the
12th. The 19th and the 26th there, we have these events coming up at Jackson's in Tampa. What is your, I know it's kind of a one-off here, but I'm curious. We've been talking about a lot of, you know, whiskey, you know, not only single barrels, but also old fashions. What's your favorite whiskey drink? Would it be an old fashioned? with what whiskey specifically?
or straight, and if it's a straight, then which
I mean, pour?
I guess, yeah, which pour, yeah.
Yeah, I will tell you, my absolute favorite drink is the Balmoray neat in a glass just like this, and I just want to sit back and sip it.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I have old-fashioned glasses in my house, because I'm not going to go out and buy them.
I never use mine either.
I have so much simple syrup.
Yeah.
And bitters. You're just sitting there.
Yeah. Sugar cubes.
You know, it's funny, being in this line of work, you're given a lot of different whiskeys. You're given a lot of stuff to do. And when I, back during COVID, when I got COVID and I couldn't taste anything, man, I burned through that cheap whiskey.
Oh,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I wasn't worried about it. I was like, this will probably be the only time I drink this.
I think it's good.
And it was only because I couldn't taste
it. That's funny.
But yeah, that really is my favorite. Okay. I'm not a big mixed drink person.
Gotcha.
I never have been. I know I need to have that in our repertoire at the restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But if I'm going to spend my money on something, I want to spend on something really good that I can sit back and sip and enjoy.
Yeah. Amen.
So, I mean, that's me. But I will tell you, I love Widow Jane. And then before they got rid of it, but Balcones used to do that 100% blue corn.
I have a bottle.
And it was 100, it was 100 proof.
Yep.
And that was my everyday whiskey. Yep. So I wouldn't break the bank buying Garrisons all the time.
Yeah. Another Texas product.
It was. It is strictly by, you know what? And if you're around me long enough, there's no doubt where I'm from and what I'm proud of. But it really had nothing to do. It has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they're in Texas. It's just, I really enjoy that
style. That
profile. It really comes down to that. And the Widow Jane to me is very similar to that style, but the mineral water and the variation in temperatures give it something a little different so that I can enjoy it.
Do you have a favorite?
They gave me a bottle of Lucky 13 for you and I to be able to drink on this podcast, man.
Oh, so really?
I'll make sure he pours. Yes.
I'll be there Saturday.
I would like to thank you for canceling so I could just bring it to my house.
Yeah,
so,
no worries. Yeah, unfortunately.
We do have Lucky 13 there, so I'll make sure.
Okay, perfect. Chance. Yeah, it'll be Saturday for sure.
All right.
So I'll have to, I know we already spent over 32 minutes here. Wow, time goes by quick. But just a few more quick hitters from me. I kind of want to bring it together with a story. I was, last time I was at Jackson's, and everybody listening to the podcast, again, Jackson's Bistro, downtown Tampa. If you're in Florida, if you're vacationing to Florida, give it a chance. Check it out. Not only great view, but also great food and obviously great whiskey. It was about 2 months ago. I think it was about 2 months ago, my mom's birthday. They're down from Michigan, and we actually took them and sat on the porch there with the sun setting. I mean, not only was the view, like I said, amazing, the prices were great as well, because I know how competitive it can be with, you know, higher end pours. So it's not a secret. George T. Stagg is probably my favorite.
Your favorite?
It's just the profile I like, you know, with the high proof. And so I was looking at the bar. I was like, oh, we got this, got that. And I'm like, oh, we have George T. Stagg. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, knowing the location, I didn't want to assume things. But it's like, you know, it's probably going to be a little, you know, I guess what the price was. I was so surprised. It was such an affordable price for my favorite pour. It was awesome. Amazing. So thank you for being competitive with
sure and send it to everyone.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Thank you for being competitive with the prices. Another recommendation from us, everybody, check them out. The prices are great as well. And for high end whiskey, which is hard to find in Tampa because it's so competitive, not only for pours, but obviously for bottles, allocated bottles too. So, the single barrels though, I think that, you know, we've sampled a lot of store picks and bought a lot of store picks from other, you know, stores, obviously, in our years of tasting. And these single barrels, these store picks are, I think, the way to go in terms of something that's affordable, but unique and quality at the same time. So definitely looking forward to trying all of those coming up very soon. So appreciate
the and you know what? You're actually the living and breathing example. You never know what might happen if you just post something nice online every once in a while.
Right? That was that night. That was that night.
Yeah, I know it. I remember you posted the, you took a picture of the receipt, you posted it online, and I responded to you that evening. And I do that. You know what? I start my day. I wish I could start my day with bourbon, but I start my day with coffee, and I sit down and I reply back to every good and bad review and comment on every platform every morning. And I get notified every time somebody posts something online, and I go over there and I look at it. I either like it, I try to do it. The whole Meta thing is really confusing for me because I don't know when I'm on my account or to Jackson's account.
Right.
It really works. I got to be very careful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember the night. Yeah, I remember you posting it. I shot you the message and said you should try some of our other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we just also invested. We'll have it by September. We just bought 75 tall. It's basically going to be a back bar book. It's going to have, it has all of our bourbons, all of our whiskeys, all of our scotches, every single thing that's on that back bar.
Nice.
Will now be listed. And the one difference is the higher end items that sometimes people don't want to jump up and pay for.
Hmm.
We are charging by the ounce.
Nice.
So you can get affordable. A little,
right.
A make taste. It affordable if you want to try it. Right.
Right. Cause it's all about tasting. Right. And sometimes you don't want to commit to something that's expensive. They maybe haven't tried before and then you're not going to really enjoy it as much. So the 1 ounce pours, I think, are a great idea. I think that's a game changer in terms of, you know,
it really is. Your palate. It really is. And all it does is if they don't like it, they didn't waste their money. If they do like it, they're going to buy a 2 ounce pour. So now I got 3 ounces out of it anyway, right?
There you go.
Either way, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Take home a bottle, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of your store or your restaurant pick, I guess.
I tell you what, when you talk about going over there, when we do our restaurant picks, and it's happened a couple of times when they usually send you 5 samples. If we don't find the exact sample that we want, start over. And it's not because we want to try more of them. We really do our best to have a group of us to really talk through it to make sure when you buy it that you're going to love it as much as we do. I didn't take part in the tequila. I don't drink tequila.
Yeah.
My wife appreciates that I don't drink tequila.
Not after that one time, you know, in college.
Yes, that's right. My 20s ruined me. But we really try to do our best with that. And you know what? If we don't live up to our best, I'm the same guy you're talking to now. We just want to do what's right. We want people to feel like they get a value.
Yeah, so, I appreciate that. I think everybody in Tampa and that comes to Jackson's appreciates that too. The quality of the food, the quality of the whiskey picks, I think are great, and I'm looking forward to trying them all, giving a review of myself for all the picks coming up here. But everybody that's listening, again, Jackson's Bistro, Tampa, Florida, downtown. If you don't know about Jackson's, where have you been? They have a couple crazy events, cool events, outstanding events coming up here involving whiskey. More specifically, we have Widow Jane Bourbon Dinner on the 12th of September. We also have Jackson's Mixology event with Angel's Envy on the 19th of September. And then the 26th of September, Garrison Brothers Dinner with Charlie Garrison. So if you're in the area or if you're listening to us anywhere throughout the world, throughout the states, make a trip down to Tampa in September. Check out the events at Jackson's Bistro. And James, I want to thank you for your time tonight. Anything else you want to add?
I think we covered a lot
of topics tonight. And
we did.
Yeah. You make me very hungry looking at what's paired up with these bourbons. Oh, my gosh. I just, wow.
It's going to be fun, right?
Texas barbecue.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Lockhart, Texas, you have is the birthplace of Texas barbecue, and three families got it started. So we're going to do three of the 5 courses are going to be straight from that type
of thing.
Yep.
So we'll get to bring a little bit over there.
Yeah,
play a little bit of Willie Nelson, some Stevie Ray Vaughan, some George Strait. Play all his music, right?
And really by morning.
And Waylon, Waylon Jennings. I'll break out the cowboy hat for that one and the boots, and we'll go after it.
Have a great ass kicking time.
Sounds like a great time.
All right, Jay. All right. Well, thanks again.
Hey, Gary. Yep. Any one of those three events you want to go to, it's on me.
Thank you, sir.
You got my message.
I appreciate
Steve,
it.
Steve, you hop on a plane, man.
I, I can't guarantee that I'll be down there, but
he'll be here within the next.
I will be there sometime in the next couple months here. Yes.
Well, the quicker you buy the plane ticket, the cheaper it is. I'm just telling. That's all.
That's true. Got to plan ahead. Yeah.
All right, James. Thanks again, sir. And everybody again, check out Jackson's Bistro, Tampa, Florida. Have a good night.
Right. See you guys.
Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Gary. Just wanted to follow up on our interview with James, general manager at Tampa's Jackson Bistro. I did get to try the three samples that we discussed on the podcast. The first one was the Garrison Brothers single barrel bottled at 94 proof. The next one was the Garrison Brothers uncut bottled a single barrel bottled at 132 proof. Again, these are both store picks. You can find bottles of these for sale and also pours of these for sale at Jackson's Bistro in Tampa, Florida. The third one was the Widow Jane Lucky 13, the 2022 release, bottled at 93 proof. I wrote a few notes down, and let me start off by saying the hospitality was great. We were taken care of so well again. James, thanks again for setting up this flight for myself to try. Greatly enjoyed the hospitality, and the food was delicious as well. So a few notes I wrote down. The single barrel, 94 proof, Garrison Brothers. Very leathery on the nose. Very earthy tones I've smelt as well. It fit the profile to me, especially on the nose and the palate of Texas whiskey. And obviously that's where it's from. So kind of fit right in with that stereotype palate or profile. The palate was tobacco, very heavy tones of overtones of tobacco, oak, heat, spice, very earthy whiskey. The finish was a little muted. I wish it would have maybe lasted a little bit longer, but again, at 94 proof, I thought it did a good overall job with the finish. Again, some leather tones on the finish of the 94 proof single barrel. The uncut Garrison Brothers store pick, which was 132 proof. The nose, again, very similar to the single barrel 94 proof. It was very full of tobacco, leather, and vanilla. The palate on the uncut Garrison Brothers, a lot of heat, obviously, with 132 proof, that's what you're going to find. Again, very earthy, oaky tones on the palate. If you like Texas whiskey profiles, you would love both of these. The finish on the 132 proof, it was a little bit short for the high proof, but it was very solid. Oak, leather, again, those were the tones that I kind of had on both these. I would say the uncut had a little more of a punch, obviously, and lasted a little bit longer on the backside of the palate. If you're a fan, like I said earlier, of Texas whiskey, like Balcones is another one that is maybe out there that you've seen. This is just a very high-end Balcones in the best way possible. For those who love the profile of a Texas whiskey, you will love Garrison Brothers single barrel picks at Jackson's Bistro in Tampa. So I'd highly recommend trying them. If you like the profile, you're going to love these. So they're available for purchase by bottle and also by pour. So go ahead, get down to Jackson's in Tampa. If you're visiting, check it out. If you live in the area, check it out. If you're not planning to come, well, make some plans because you'll really enjoy it. The last one I got to try in my flight was the Widow Jane 13 year. Really enjoyed this one. Probably the best, honestly. It was more my profile that I liked. The nose was very fruity, very sweet caramel right off the top. The palate was very smooth, marshmallowy, cherry cola. Excuse me, it definitely filled my palate with those very sweet chocolate caramel overtones as it got to the backside of my palate, and it finished with a slight burn, even though it was very smooth, and some candy apple to finish off the experience. So the Widow Jane 13, highly recommend that. I know these bottles are available everywhere. However, it's September 12th at Jackson's Bistro. They will be having a whiskey pairing, four courses with four different pours of Widow Jane, including the 13 year. So the Lucky 13. And get down to Jackson's, guys. Check them out. Again, James, thanks again for the hookup, the food, the hospitality, the whiskey. We'll definitely be back and can't wait to work with you guys more in the future. Anyway, In terms of our pod, guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed our interview. Follow us on social media, buy our merch again, or search Amazon for The Real Bourbon Bros Podcast. You'll find our merch up there. Please go ahead and buy some garb. You'll love it. And until next time, leave us a comment, and we'll be back soon. Giddy up and enjoy.
But all my exes live in Texas.